Hi there, and welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Lena Valverde, sitting in for the show's regular host, Gerwin Jones. In this program, we bring you an overview of cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. Stay tuned. Me voy pa mi casa. Cuban musician Sima Funk will make his debut in Buenos Aires in late March. He's one of the foreign guests at the popular Lollapalooza Argentina 2020 festival. The lineup of the three-day musical festival set from March 27th through the 29th includes superstars Travis Scott, Martin Garrix, The Strokes, Gwen Stefani, and the legendary band Guns N' Roses. Considered one of the best exponents of contemporary popular Cuban music, Sima Funk was named one of Billboard's 10 Latin artists to watch in 2019. Sima Funk's danceable breakout hit Me Voy, a mix of African, Cuban, and other international rhythms, won him international acclaim. The video for Me Voy won the most popular award at Cuba's Lucas Prizes. By all accounts, Cuba's 2018 Revelation of the Year, Sima Funk will be the second artist to perform on March 27th during the opening of Lollapalooza Argentina 2020. In Argentina, the Cuban musician will perform some of his first hits, as well as more recent pieces like Caliente, featuring New Orleans musicians The Soul Rebels and Tarriona Ball. Como el agua, ay, como el agua, como el agua, como el agua clara, cabaja del monte, así quiero verte. Dedicated to Cuban prima ballerina Saluta Alicia Alonso on the 100th anniversary of her birth, the second international festival of Spanish dance and flamenco, Cuba Flamenco 2020, began March 10th and runs through the 15th here in Havana. With the participation of dance companies and artists from Spain, Mexico, and Cuba, the event pays homage to the legendary Cuban artist who died in October 2019. The founder of the iconic Cuban ballet company, Ballet Nacional de Cuba, Alicia was also instrumental in the creation of the Conjunto de Danzas Españolas Spanish Dance Group of the Grand Theater of Havana. The group later changed its name to Ballet Español de Cuba, or in English, Cuba's Spanish Ballet. The lineup of Cuban dance groups and artists that will perform on March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the National Theater and the Grand Theater of Havana includes Danza Contemporánea de Cuba and Acosta Danza, the National Folklore Company, and the musical ensemble Entre Dos Aguas, among others. Participating Spanish artists include choreographers and dancers Francis Núñez and Pablo Ejea, flamenco dancer Ana Ruiz, and flamenco singer Beatriz Cano. Mexico is represented at this second International Festival of Spanish Dance and Flamenco by the Pro Art Center for the Arts and Dance from Querétaro. Master classes by renowned Cuban and foreign personalities are also included in the program of the festival, organized by principal Cuban dancer and choreographer Eduardo Beitia, with the support of Cuban cultural institutions and the Spanish embassy here in Cuba. Este es un barrio de adoquines, nena. Aquí los negros rayan un tambor. Los caracoles te hablarán, la hierba es una ciencia. La rumba baile de salón. Y en esa esquina universal. The 15th edition of the National Troubadours Festival Trovandote 2020 began Wednesday in Ciego de Ávila province. Besides local cultural centers, the art school
Gnola Sagi, and the Máximo Gómez University are also venues of the event. The aim is to promote knowledge and appreciation of this Cuban traditional music center among the young generations. The lineup includes renowned Cuban troubadours Santa Maciel, Marta Campos, Heidi Igualada, Junior Pérez, Pedro Sánchez, Freddy Lafita, Jorge Camancola, Rolly Berrío, Alain Garrido, and Jenny Turiño. Chilean singer Cecilia Concha Laborde is also participating as a guest. The program includes a colloquium on the festival's 15 years, a trova recital at the Casa de la Trova, concerts by Eduardo Sosa and Noel Batista at the Abdala Theater, and activities also at the provincial headquarters of the Association of Cuban Artists and Writers, UNIAC, and the company Artex SA, and at the Rueda Hotel. Wednesday's opening featured a concert by singer-songwriter William Vivanco and the inauguration of a photo and sign exhibition at the provincial headquarters of Artex SA, the leader in the promotion and commercialization of Cuban cultural products and services. This 15th edition of the National Troubadours Festival, Trovandote 2020, is dedicated to peace and the sovereignty of the peoples. There will be a talk show on women's role in world music, a recital of acoustic music, and a concert dedicated to Cuban singer-songwriter and guitarist Maria Teresa Vera on the 125th anniversary of her birth. Joan Zamora, a trova musician from Ciego de Ávila and a member of the organizing committee, stressed that the festival will close with a cantata, or a recital, at the José Martí Park, entitled Soy la canción, soy el verso, I'm the song, I'm the verse. The idea, he explained, is for all participating artists to get together and sing with just one voice, thus conveying a message of peace and hope. And that's all for today on the Arts Roundup. Until next time.